There is and there are. These are expressions that introduce the idea that something exists. In these expressions, the subject comes after the verb be. And so, if you have a singular subject, a singular noun, after the verb be, you would use a singular verb, is or was. If you have a plural subject, you would use a plural verb, are or were. Let's look at the example sentences. Number one, there was a terrible earthquake in Japan recently. So you see the expression there was at the beginning. Look for the noun that follows the verb be, which is was, and we find the word earthquake. Earthquake is a singular noun, therefore we need a singular verb, and that's why we use the word was in this sentence. Number two is plural. There are many different languages and religions in the United States. Again, we find the verb be, which in sentence number two is are, and we look for the noun or nouns that follow. We see the words languages and religions. So this is a plural subject. We have two different items here, languages and religions. It's plural. And that's why we need a plural verb. There are many different languages and religions. Number three is also plural. There are more women than men in my English class. Look for the noun that follows the verb be. It's women. We know that women is plural, and therefore we need a plural verb. Now try to identify the subjects in the quiz group. Click on quiz group to begin. And when you're done, try the sorting activity at the bottom to test yourself.